Please say good morning and welcome always to 710 KNUS. First of all, I think I got Laura Waters, are you there?
I am here, Peter. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning to you. And Mike, are you there as well?
I'm here also, Peter.
Mike, Mike Alpine is our...
Alpine.
Alpine. Yeah. I'm going to get it out. I apologize, guys. I'm talking too fast. All right, so up on the website this morning, we have all your stuff on Edie Hudat. But listen to this. I found both of these last night. A parent in Bryant, Arkansas, and she brings the test home. Her sixth grade daughter brings home a history class assignment asking students, or telling students, to revise, omit to, and add two amendments to the outdated Bill of Rights. Now, as we know, the Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, which, of course, free speech, right to bear arms, unreasonable search, the rest of it. But the school is asking them to omit two of those amendments, take away two of those amendments, and make up two of your own. Now, there's a question. The other one is, Ohio School District that was forced to permanently remove the portrait of Jesus that's been up for years also have to pay the ACLU $100,000 in damages. Tie that in with Republican Chairman Ryan Call. What do you got? Guys, I'm sorry.
Nice start, Peter.
Thank you very much. I apologize. They're all three idiots. How's that?
I'll let you speak to that.
Thank you very much.
We probably don't want to walk into that nest of snakes. But
no, I got you.
We're here to talk about recalling Evie Hudak.
Well, but Ryan Call told Fox 31 yesterday the latest attempt to recall a Democrat lawmaker could undermine the GOP's chances up and down the ballot in the actual election in 2014. This is like saying, you know, if you move the deck furniture on the Titanic over here to the side, it may cause a problem. How can this guy keep his job, you guys?
You know, Peter, we can't really speak to Mr. Call. He can say whatever he wants. We speak to the people who don't have a voice. And we're not the recall, just to be really clear. We are just standing here talking for all the little people who don't have a voice. And what Mr. Call says for the head of the Republican Party is certainly his word. And what we're finding is there are a lot of small people like Laura, like myself, like people who walked in and volunteered yesterday. We're getting our voice out here now. So
this is the same guy. Guy didn't want John Morris gone. He didn't want the recall on Angie Baby. He told those people down there to get ready to lose, to write nice speeches. And now he comes out. I mean, I know you're trying to be a good guy here, and I'm not going to let you off the hook. But Colorado Republican Party Chairman Ryan Call said that you guys, your attempt to recall Edie could undermine their chances, his chances? Come on.
Well, I think what we're seeing here is a resurgence in the people's voice coming out. I mean, look what happened in Pueblo. It was a nonpartisan, women, Hispanic, everybody on both sides of the aisle was standing behind it. And for Mr. Collin, for everybody else, we've got an issue here that everybody stands behind. And so whatever position he takes is his business. And what we're
doing... No, it's not. You know what? It's not his business. He speaks for the Republican Party of Colorado, guys, and you know it.
Well, and I recognize that, Peter, and we are a nonpartisan issue committee, and we can't take sides in this.
Fellas, I know, but neither one of you are Democrats.
Well, that is also true.
All right, Laura, you're a Republican.
Mike,
you're a Republican. This guy is
actually, I'm an unaffiliated Peter.
Okay, but I got two boxes that said you did not vote for Barack Obama.
I would say unaffiliateds are in that box, too.
Okay. You're good. Mike, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I manage different properties around town.
I was worried. I thought you could tell me you're a lawyer.
No.
All right, thank God.
Lord.
Please, God. All right, so the GOP fought the recall harder than the Democrats did down there in Pueblo. I'm sorry. I mean, what's wrong with the Republican Party?
Well, hold on just a moment.
Okay, all right.
I'm in Pueblo, Peter. Becky Mizell.
Yes, I know. She's wonderful. We love her.
She's a rock star.
Yeah, we love her.
Stepped up early on. Yeah. She is the face of the GOP down there. Yeah. That woman knocked it out of the park.
No, we love
she
her.
Is terrific.
You're right. Well said, and I take that back. She is great. So the advocates now plan another Colorado recall. Maybe that's the first place to begin. First of all, let's do this. Laura, a little bit about yourself so folks get an idea who you are.
I am a housewife and mom and grandmother who lives in Evie Hudak's district. I have a 5-year-old granddaughter and an 8-month-old grandson. And those two little ones are the reason that I am involved in this recall. I just don't see much of a bright future for them if things don't change.
Michael, yourself.
I grew up overseas. I have seen what tyranny and despotism is like. I've been a Colorado native, my God, for a long time now, Peter. And I have a young son who is absolutely the light of my life, and I share it with Laura. He needs a future in the republic that was founded scores of years ago, which is now disappearing right before our eyes.
Did you see the piece Brian Moss did on Edie?
We did.
That was laugh-out-loud funny. She's sitting there in the middle of this critical moment. She's on her computer, on her tablet. Tell the audience, Laura, what Edie was doing at that time.
She was surfing the Internet, posting Facebook posts, irrelevant, just distracted from her job. And it would be funny if it wasn't such a common occurrence, Peter.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. We've won two. We're behind you on this one. You now own. How many days do you have to get the correct amount of signatures on the ballot? Signatures on a petition.
So we were certified Friday, and off the top of my head, we've got 57 days to go. Every day is really important to us, and the earlier we can get folks to turn out, because Peter, what we need is we need the volunteers out there. You know, this is a face-to-face movement, and every one of our volunteers talks to people who will sign. And in those 57 days, we need those volunteers.
Okay, State Senator Edie Hudak is from Westminster.
Westminster and Arvada.
And Arvada. But I think she lives in Westminster.
That's right.
All right. So do you principally need volunteers from those two areas, or can anyone help you?
Anyone can help us.
Okay.
We have volunteers coming up from Denver and from Boulder and out from by the airport, so they can come from anywhere to help us. Actually, our friends in Pueblo are coming up to help with our effort here, too. So they have to live here to sign the ballot or the petition, but they can come and help us from anywhere.
All right, so what we're going to do is, and we're going to keep it up there, and we're going to give connection numbers for you guys for people. Now, we did our level best to help the recall in the Springs and Pueblo. We're going to do our level best again to help with the recall to get the heave-ho Edie. And, I'm telling you guys, if you had a hard-hitting GOP chairman who could turn to his people and say, look, pitch in, I think you'd have a lot more help. I know you're trying to be kind, but Ryan Call, the Colorado GOP chairman, has told Fox 31 yesterday, I downloaded the piece, to the latest attempt to recall, this time Edie, would undermine the GOP's chances. And I'm thinking to myself, if you didn't see democracy in action inside of a republic, Ryan, in the Springs and in Pueblo, what did you just watch?
This is such a grassroots effort, Peter, and that you're absolutely right. We will think on the other side. If we win, the boost that this will give the GOP, we want to keep this momentum rolling. We want to ride the wave that came out of Pueblo and the other recall in the Springs.
Hey, Peter, let me give you a quick story. I guess
okay.
2 days ago, we had a gentleman actually be wheeled into our office. We're on the northwest corner of Sims and 64th. He came in on a wheelchair, 94 years old. He had made his granddaughter bring him down there so he could sign the petition. And this speaks such volumes to us. And actually, the chances are good he's moving into our office. He wants to help. So if you come down to our office, you'll get to meet a real hero down there.
They call it jumping the shark. You know that. You guys are gonna jump the shark, you know. I mean, in spite of Ryan Call or the Republicans at country clubs and whomever else, this is about political power. This is pure and simple. And as far as I'm concerned, Edie Hudak screwed the pooch.
Well, Peter, I absolutely agree with you. The power has gradually been pushed up the tree, and we want to bring it back down to the roots.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday, and I'm saying the United States of America has something the framers never, ever imagined. That's a political class. We have developed a political class, whether they're Bushes or Clintons or Kennedys or whoever they are, we have a political class. And these people like Carl who kowtow to the political class. And as you point out, Michael, I think you did a home run on what you just said. This is about, you know, the working man and woman, the everyday middle-class American.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing, Laura, you're absolutely on the money. And so I look at this stuff and I think to myself, some bow tie wearing white wine, sipping Porsche driving Republican, you know, I'm serious as a heart attack. I mean, what good are these people? They're not any good. I mean, they're, as you know, they worked harder to defeat this thing than the Democrats.
Another fun example. We had a gentleman walk in yesterday, and, you know, we're a grassroots organization. We don't have much money, and he wanted a T-shirt, and we said, you know, frankly, we're just running out of T-shirts. So he gets on his motorcycle, goes out, pays for his own T-shirt, and comes on back about 2 hours later with a Recall Hudak T-shirt, bright yellow. I mean, you can see this thing from the moon.
Can we sell them for you guys on the air?
I would be glad to talk to you. That would be great. What do you think, Laura?
Yeah, because we got the free Colorado flag up on the wall in the studio from the guys down in the Springs in Pueblo.
Mm.
We should do why don't we recall Ryan Call after this?
Well, I'll give you another fun one.
All right. Yeah, you're moving right along. Then I'm done.
Moving right along.
Right along.
So pick up the phone, and this guy's calling. It's sort of a crackly connection. I said, can I help you? He says, yeah, I'm here in Afghanistan, and I'm reading about you guys, and we're posted right here. What can we do to help?
Yeah.
So we're getting calls from Afghanistan. These guys who are, I guess, out of the Colorado National Guard unit in Colorado Springs are behind us and putting something together that they're going to send to us, and maybe we can put that up.
All right,
with
let me
what
do
you
this.
Got up there.
All right, what's it look like tomorrow? Case, what's the schedule look like tomorrow? We can open up the schedule. I want you two in the studio tomorrow, okay? We want to come in here tomorrow, Michael?
Laura's smiling and hesitant, and
no guts, no glory, no glory, Laura. Come on, this is how you win. I mean, we put the, you know, we got behind the guys downtown and down the Springs and down in Pueblo. Come on in. I'm serious as a heart attack. Bring a lot of people with you. We're going to try and get who else can we get? We can get Jen Kearns. We can get the boys from the Springs on tomorrow.
Let's get Victor and Jim on and everybody else. They're the best of people.
They are. Let's move this.
They really are.
Let's move the line. You want to do it?
Let's bring
some T-shirts in tomorrow, and we'll get them up on a website. What are you selling the shirts for? How much?
You know, since we don't have any to sell, we got to figure it out.
All right. Let's get rolling.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we need to get to work, don't we?
You sure do. How many more days until enough signatures, or what's the cutoff date?
We have about 57 days, December 3rd, 5 p.m. We need volunteers now.
All right.
And also, Peter,
yes, sir.
Laura mentioned we're with Recall Hudak 2, and that's T-double-O, as in addition to Heron, in addition to Morgan.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, recallhudak2.org, our Facebook site. And, you know, we're just getting started, so anybody who can make even a $10 contribution, mm-hmm. it's just out of the park.
So
I want to just say a big shout-out to Dudley Brown and the Rocky Mountain Gun
Owners. Oh, here's our guy. Yeah, we love Dudley.
Those guys have come alongside us. They're helping us by mobilizing their members and getting the message out that we need volunteers, and we just could not be more thankful to Dudley and his
group. He's a good guy. So you need 18,000 plus signatures?
18,303 signatures by December 3rd at 5.
Day at the beach. Day at the beach.
Well, I'll tell you what. We want 27,005.
Yeah, because they're going to jack you. Right?
Yep, and I got to echo what Laura said. You know, nobody is as tall as a man who stands on principle, and that's Dudley Brown. He's a rock star.
No, we like DB. He's on the show a lot. So before this break is over, your website will be up, and we'll see you guys in studio tomorrow with Jan and everybody else will come in, and let's get this pooch off the ground. What do you say?
I think that sounds terrific.
Okay. By the way, who voted for Ryan Call to become the head of the GOP?
And I'm looking around the room here. Nobody's raising their hand, Peter.
And what about you?
We got
somebody watching. We have people watching the show. Nobody's hand is up. How does this guy get this gig? I mean, this is, I don't. Okay. I'll put you guys on hold. We'll see you in here tomorrow, all right?
Thank you very much.
Oh, come on, please. Mike, listen, we'll see if we can win this. Mike, thank you. And Laura, thank you. All right. You got that for tomorrow.